Good evening. I especially desire your prayers tonight. I have a pretty heavy burden, I would say. The Lord has put on my heart. It's very similar to a burden that He put on my heart about 9 months ago that I brought here. That was titled, "Who Are You?" But tonight I'd like to talk about our identity, who we identify as, what makes us who we are. And I just ask for your prayers because I want this to be edifying. I love the Lord and I want to do His will. I don't want to back up from any challenge that He puts in front of me to take care of for his work. So I ask y'all to pray for me, that I'd be able to bring this out in the way that He would see fit. I'm going to write some things on the board real quick. Got to remind myself of what I was going to write. Sorry. See if these mean anything to you. Some of y'all may know what those mean. That's a personality type. Myers-Briggs is the people who came up with this test, I guess you would say. It's a test to roughly group people into 16 different categories. And then with the other identifier in the back, there's two more, which breaks it down even more into 32 different categories. That's my personality. If y'all care to look it up, you can. That personality is my tendency to do certain things. You could almost say that personality is kind of who I am, my identity. But it doesn't have to be my true identity. I hope y'all can understand where I'm going with this. My personality, I'm going to just read a couple of things here. You know, I like to look at the strengths of my personality. Clear priorities, consistent dependability, prepared, realistic problem solving, but there comes a problem with some of those things. Resistance to change, avoiding teamwork, rigid rule follower, dismissive of theories. There's good and bad. I hope y'all can see where I'm going with this. I'm really strong in certain things because of my natural personality that God gave me. I have a tendency to do certain things, but without His help, I also have a weakness to go overboard with those things. If I resign to the fact that, oh, that's just who I am. You know, that's just me. I can't be any different. That's who I am. I am ISTJT. That's my personality. That's who I am. There's nothing anybody can do about that. Not even God. That's who I am. And so then I embrace all the things which I see as my strengths. But what I see as my strength, a lot of people might see as my weakness. I'm going to write another thing on the board. Y'all bear with me. Y'all know what that means? Church of God, Evening Light Saints. This is where it's got awful close when I started. The Lord started dealing with me on this. And y'all please hear me out all the way through. We must be very careful what becomes my identity. Who am I? Am I solely and completely, my identity is Church of God, even like saints. Make sure we add that ELS at the end of it. Is that where I put all of my identity in? Is that I am this? This is who I am. This is what makes my spiritual... this is who I am before God. This is who I am before other people. This is what makes me me and what makes me tick. This is where we got to be careful, where my salvation comes from, because I'm part of this, and that is what makes me who I am. We have a sign out front of our church that says Oak Grove Church of God. I can identify with that. That is part of my identity. I am part of this congregation. I have been my entire life. I haven't known being part of a different congregation ever. I've visited, and when I visit, it's different. I was just in another congregation this past week, and it was a sweet service, but it was different. It was different than our Wednesday night services, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't wrong. It wasn't that they did it incorrectly. It was different. They were worshiping the Lord too. They were worshiping the Lord with all of their heart. And I could feel that. I was there with them, and we worshiped together with the Lord. It was a beautiful thing to be able to go to another congregation and feel the same Spirit of God working in the service. But it was very different. The inside of the church looked very different. It was different people that I've worshiped with them at camp meeting, but never in their home congregation. I was able to experience that. And my identity, I could say, well, my identity is here, Oak Grove Church of God. That's who I identify with, and there's nothing else outside of that. If that becomes my identity, and I start dismissing other people, I've missed something. If I start dismissing other congregations because they're a little different, maybe they don't take prayer requests first. Maybe they, you know, who knows? Is it bad? Is it wrong? Is it? Let's be careful. This is where I'm challenged. Be careful where I assign my identity and saying, well, because they're not like me, because, you know, we're this way, so that must be right. So then all these other people must be doing it completely wrong. They don't have anything. And human tendency is my way is right, your way is wrong. That's our human tendency. Our human mind, we have an opinion for a reason, because we believe it's true. You wouldn't have the opinion if you didn't think it was true. That's just the way our minds work. If you have an opinion, it's because you think it's the right opinion. That's typically how our brains work. I think it does us well to stop every once in a while and, I guess you would say, maybe take the personality test with the Lord and ask, Lord, who am I? What is my spiritual personality? Is it... Well, I'll just say this. I had a lot of questions this week by someone. And they were honest questions. They're asking about... I had a lot of opportunity to be out and about this past week. Y'all know about that. And I had some questions about where I go to church and different things. And it was... They were honest questions. But I had to think long and hard about how do I answer some of these questions, because they were honest questions about why we do what we do, why our church services are the way they are. And I had to stop and think to make sure I wasn't coming across as, well, that's just because that's what we do, or that's just because of who we are. I have to be careful that we don't... Lord, help me get this the way he had it in my mind. That whenever we start getting questions, whenever we have... Because there's hungry people out there that want to know. There really are. When we start trying to give the answers, that we don't start... Assigning my identity as, well, it's just, I'm only this. I'm Church of God, even like saints, and we We are the truth. Be careful. We are the truth. I do believe we have the truth. Please don't get me wrong. I come here for a reason, because this is where my soul is fed. And I go to Monarch, and I go to West Virginia. I go there because my soul is fed there, and I fellowship with each and every one of you. And my spirit, I can feel our spirits worshiping together when I'm here with you. Would help my mind to stay on track. That I don't want it to come from the mindset that because I worship with the Church of God, Evening Light, that it's my way or the highway, that it's we are the truth or we are this. We must be very careful, because let's read John 14, because Jesus refutes that right away. John 14 and 6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. You've seen me, you've seen the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the light. No other way but through me. Another place he says, I am the door. No man enters except through me. So, Lord help us, that whenever we try to figure out what is my identity, that whenever we're going through the scriptures, and we heard a lot about that this morning, when we're going through the scriptures, seeing if things are true, we should also be going through, probably over a year ago now, the message is about examining ourselves. Examine myself to find out, Lord, what is it that I am identifying as? Am I identifying as Church of God, Evening Light Saints? Or am I identifying as a child of God? The Church of God. Part of the Church of God. Y'all, I want you to understand, I believe. This is where I want to be. This is where I worship for a reason. Because I believe it. I believe the truth that is taught here. But when we, if we're not careful, I've done this. I have had this mindset. If we're not careful, we can start to believe that we are the sole source of truth. We can believe that all truth comes from right here, from the pulpit right here. Yes, I believe truth comes from this pulpit. I wouldn't be sitting in that bench if I didn't believe that. And I wouldn't be standing right here if I didn't believe that. I wouldn't live the life and be fellowshipping with you, coming here Sunday after Sunday and Wednesday after Wednesday, because I feel the Spirit here. So understand my heart. I want us to identify, to place our identity in the right place. That it's not a movement. It's not my identity should be a child of God. And then, second to that, is, okay, Lord, I am your child. I am worshiping you in spirit and truth. Now, Lord, I want to fellowship with your people. And this is where I believe I can be fed. This is his people. I believe y'all are God's people. And that's why I'm here. But if I start mixing those two things up, where I start making my spiritual identity be, if I'm not worshiping with you, I can't be a child of God. There's a problem there. And I'm not saying this is going to turn this into the Wild West where we just all go our own ways and find a church of your choosing and figure out, okay, well, they worship this way, so I like that, so I'm going to go that way. And I like the way they worship that way because it fits this personality up here that I really don't want to give up. I also start running into some major problems there. This isn't for us to start picking and choosing and say, well, I want to worship with these people because they sing this way, and I want to worship with this people because they do it this way, and they allow you to go here, here, and here. If we're looking for loopholes, then you've already missed it. If you're looking for a way out, you've already missed that point. If you're looking for a laundry list of things you can and can't do, and the list that you think is over there is better than the list over here, you've already missed that point. The identity should be, am I a blood-washed child of God? Am I seeking Him with my whole heart, like we talked about last Sunday? Seek Him with my heart, my soul, my heart, my mind, and my strength. All four things that make up my existence. My mental, my emotional, my physical, and my spiritual. All those things. That's what makes me who I am. That's all those things combined makes me Jared. My physical presence, my emotional being, my spirit, and my... I lost track of what I was saying, but y'all understand. All those things make who I am. But the Lord, if I turn this over to Him, He can change that too. I'm still that way. I'm still, my mind and my thoughts still tend to go that way. But with the Lord's help and His Holy Spirit, He can change that nature to where I can now have power over some of those things that would naturally want make me to say, no, we're going to do it my way. But then I can, if I allow my identity to be in Christ, my personality can take a back seat and I start taking on the personality of Jesus. And it starts working, shining through my natural personality, and my natural personality will kind of decrease. It's still going to be there. He's not asking us just to become just blank-faced people who just walk around and do it. That's not what it is. He still wants us to be individual people because we're unique. And you go look at the disciples and tell me He didn't like unique people. He had unique individuals. He picked some very unique individuals to be His disciples. And I can tell you, all of us are unique. We're very different, and we're all probably have different opinions on different ideas and different things. We probably have different opinions on certain things that we hold true in our hearts. We probably have different opinions. We heard about this morning, personal standards. I'm sure there's a variety of personal standards in this building right now. And that doesn't mean that any one person is less than or better than. It doesn't mean any of that. But whenever we have to understand that when we start searching ourselves, when we tell the Lord, search me, Lord, and know my heart, we need to really honestly be trying to understand, what is it that I identify as? Is my identity actually in Jesus Christ? Or is it in, my great-great-great-grandpa was the first person to come down on these grounds and start a congregation. If I let that be my identity, as the reason why I worship here, Grandpa Frank Williamson, if I allowed that identity, because, hey, my grandpa, so I'm somebody, because my three-greats-grandpa, he was here first, he started this whole thing, he was here, he started this congregation, and all. If that was my identity, I have missed the boat. If we start looking, now I can look at His example, and that's okay. I can look at the examples of the people past us. I can look at the writings and the teachings of the people past us. And we should. We should take those things to heart, and we should try to learn from those things. But the moment they become our identity over the commandments that are in here, if this is not my identity, and the blood of Jesus covering my sins is not my identity, I've missed it. If I rely on my reputation, if I rely on my grandfather's reputation or my great-great-grandfather, if I start relying on those things as my identity, things are going to crumble and fall apart at some point. It's going to all fall apart. If my identity is Oak Grove Church of God because I have deep ties here, it's going to fall apart. It's not going to go anywhere. And someday someone's going to ask the question, well, who are you? And I'm going to stutter and stammer around and not know what to say. Because I'm going to start giving out different things. Well, this is who I am. This is where I worship. What do you believe? What do you believe about this? You're going to get those questions, and it's not very comfortable when you start stuttering and stammering around and say, this is how, and you start stuttering and trying to come up with an answer because they've caught you at a place where you didn't recognize your identity was in the wrong place. And I'm speaking out of this from experience. The church was built by Jesus. He set it in place. It's mentioned, I think, in Matthew. We won't turn there. Matthew 16, where he speaks about he set the church up, I believe. And then also in Hebrews, where it says it's not built by man. But I do want to go... let's go to John 17. Jesus himself, and I know we touched on these scriptures a while back, Jesus himself was desperate for us to identify with him. He died for it. He died so I could and would be like him. That I could and would identify as his child. John 17 and 11, we'll read a little bit there, and then we'll skip some. And now I am no more in the world. This is Jesus praying before he went to the garden, before he got went to Pilate. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. He's talking about the disciples that he had with him right then, at that point. He was talking about the disciples that were physically still with him on earth. But then, let's skip to verse 20. And this is the one that almost always brings a tear to my eyes. Neither pray I for these alone, not just the ones that are here with me right now, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That extends to me and you. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. We should live our lives with our identity in Christ and in the Father. And he prayed, he's asking, Lord, that they may all be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, not that we be glorified, but that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. We're supposed to live with our identity in Christ so that the world can believe that Jesus died for them. Is that not a challenge to us? That we're supposed to live our lives in a way that we identify as a child of God, as one of Christ, so that everybody out there in the world can know that Jesus died for them. How are they going to know that if all I am is an ISTJ ELS? If that's my identity, how deep is that going to go? How deep is that? How far is that going to reach souls if that's as far as my identity goes? If it's not in the blood of Jesus that I am a blood-washed child of God, I am a member of the church of God set up by Jesus Christ, as spoken about in Matthew, that Jesus himself set up the church. Jesus himself set this church. And he also, the Bible also says that he sets the members. He's the one who puts the members into the church. And we have no say over who's in and who's out. We don't get to judge and say, he's in, he's out. She's in, she's out. I don't like the way that looks, he's out. I don't like the way that looks, he's out. We got to be careful. What I should be worrying about is, what's my identity? I can't be placing people in and out of the church. That's not my job. My job isn't to say, that person, obviously there's moral sins. I know that. But it's not my place to save or unsave anyone. It's not my place to shun someone because I don't like the way they, you name it. Lord, help us that we don't place our identity so strongly on a list, on a person, whatever it might be, whatever we might be tempted to do, to the tune that we start alienating people from ourselves and from Jesus. We're supposed to be living with our identity as Jesus Christ, making it attractive the way. There's a song in our script, in our songbook, about making the way attractive to the people around us. We should be living our lives in a way that makes it attractive to everyone. Then further back before this, Jesus was talking. It's in John 2. Jesus was talking about being the true vine. I think it's in John 15. We won't read it, but it's talking about the same thing. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. But the ones that bear fruit, he prunes and he takes care of. The ones that are identifying as part of him, the ones who are part of the body, he takes care of those. He recognizes that we're part of his body and we're to bring forth fruit. We're to bring forth the fruit of fruit to the Spirit, bring forth the fruit of being willing to live for Christ out loud. And I'm not saying be obnoxious about it, but don't be ashamed of my identity. It's real easy to, the world really wants us to be silent. The world really wants us to be ashamed of our identity as a child of God. Don't be ashamed of our identity. We're supposed to live it so that others may know that Christ died for them. And I want to go to Colossians. Colossians 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Set your affection on things above. You're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Nevertheless, I live, but it's not me. It's not ISDJT, Jared. It's the one where Christ is living in me. It's not me. It's Christ in me. My identity is no longer this, and yes, even this. I'm a blood-washed child of God. Jesus died for me. He was crucified for me. And now I live, but not me. It's Christ through me. I pray that y'all can understand the burden that I have. I'm not minimizing in one bit our group of people that we worship with. I hope y'all see that. I hold the relationships and the fellowship very dear. Probably one of the most precious things that I have on this earth is the fellowship that we have as a people. But my burden is that we don't allow that to become our true identity, because we'll get ourselves in trouble. We're not a name. We are blood-washed children of God, and we fellowship together, and I thank the Lord that He has allowed me to be a part of this. I thank the Lord that He's allowed me to be a part of this congregation. I don't know, it has shaped me to who I am now. Being here, y'all have had a huge impact in my life. Many of y'all, I've been at your houses, I've played with your children, I've had supper at your tables, I've had lunch at your tables. I've done a lot of things, and I am so thankful that I was allowed to be brought up this way. And I believe we have truth. I believe that. I believe we have the truth. But this cannot be my identity. This cannot be what, when someone asks who I am, as far as my relationship with the Lord, this is not my sole identity. I'm a blood-washed child of God, and I worship here. That's how that's the hierarchy is. That's who I am first. Do I identify with Jesus? And then we're going to worship, if we do, we're going to worship with people who also identify with Jesus. So y'all pray for me. I desperately want to serve the Lord, and I desperately want to be able to live my life in a way with Jesus shining through that makes other people realize that Jesus died for them. Amen.